Hello, friends, and welcome to Story On. I'm Laura, your host, and I am so glad that you're able to join us here today. We have a very special episode for you. We'll be sharing the winning story for Whoopsie, our writing contest that we held for kids in the month of December. But first, we want to say thank you to all of you who sent us stories. We loved reading about baking projects gone wrong, tricky elves, disappearing Christmases, and more. Some stories were silly and made us laugh out loud, and others brought smiles to our faces with heartwarming lessons about what really matters most during the holidays, and that's being with people you love. Now, without further ado, congratulations to 11-year-old Lincoln from Brooklyn, New York. Lincoln sent us a great story he wrote called The Christmas Blast. Lincoln's story kept us laughing from the beginning to the end. We kept wondering what in the world is going to happen here. It contains a lot of unexpected details and events and is very, very silly. We are excited to share it with you. But before we start, here's a quick warning for those listening with sensitive stomachs. This is a seriously stinky story. It contains flatulence. Lots and lots of flatulence, which is a fancy word for farts. So if you do not enjoy stories with farts, this episode may not be for you. It's about to get stinky in here. It's time for the story. This is The Christmas Blast by Lincoln. The day before winter break, at lunch, I ate some bean tacos in the cafeteria with my friends Piper, Tom, and Adam. My mom said that since this is the last day before vacation, I could have school lunch. The cafeteria was decorated green for the holidays, but green is also the color of boogers, and that's what my food tasted like. It was more of a punishment than a reward. No one else got school lunch. After this was the Christmas concert. In previous years, we had acted out a story about Christmas. In third grade, we had done "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." I played the part of a windowsill, and in fourth grade, we had done A Christmas Carol. I played Corn on the Cob. As we walked on stage, a lot of people had stage fright. Not me, though. I don't even understand why people have stage fright, especially at school. Everyone in the whole school would act out the nativity story and then sing Christmas carols. In the nativity play, I played the part of a blade of grass. A blade of grass! I'm acting in a play and I get this stupid part. There had been no rehearsals for this. I don't even know the nativity story, and I'm pretty sure no one else did. This was the most unprofessional play ever. I'm the only good actor in the whole school who could actually steal the show. But what do I get when I'm in the show? A blade of grass. All the actors were reading scripts during the show because there were no rehearsals, and everyone looked ridiculous holding their scripts during a play. The actors who had their lines said their lines really quietly. The people who didn't have lines were screaming at the top of their lungs. So in conclusion, no one could even hear the play. I was actually really curious how the nativity story went, but did I find out? No, of course not. Then, after the play was finally over, we sang Christmas songs, which we also had not practiced. I was really looking forward to Santa Claus is Coming to Town because it was my favorite Christmas song, and I knew every word. We sang Jingle Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which I sang easily. I messed up a little on Frosty the Snowman, but it wasn't so bad. When I thought the play was done, I told the music teacher, Miss Jackson, that I desperately wanted a speaking part in the sixth grade Christmas concert. Miss Jackson surprisingly felt sorry for me. Miss Jackson said,
"This isn't over yet. We still have to sing the 12 Days of Christmas. Would you like to sing it solo?"
This is terrible. Our homework assignment was to learn the lyrics to this song. The one thing in the talent show that I actually was assigned to practice was the song that is the most hard to remember. But Miss Jackson, I don't know the words to it.
"So you didn't do your homework assignment?"
she said. I tried to explain, but she left the auditorium to use the bathroom. I had to be up on stage. As I was in the middle of the song, I forgot the rest of the words. I sang, "On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9, and then the most astounding thing happened. My bowels began to release the bean tacos I had had for lunch. 9. And while I was finishing the song, every time I didn't know a word, I farted. It was weird at first, but then it became a habit. Right on cue, when I didn't know a word, I would fart. When the song was over, I just had to let it all out. I made a gigantic smelly fart that made the audience want to rip off the ceiling. Then I cracked up. And slowly, but surely, the audience did too. It started with Tom, then Adam, then Piper, then my parents, then Tom's, Adam's, and Piper's parents, and then the whole auditorium. Then they got the smell of all the farts I'd been doing. They all teared up. Water was in their eyes. Miss Jackson had been in the bathroom this whole time. As everyone was crying from the stench, Miss Jackson came back.
"What a natural you are, Nicholas,"
said Miss Jackson at the end of their performance.
"I can see it made everyone cry from your talent."
Then Miss Jackson smelled it.
"But wait, what smells so bad? Nicholas, did you flatulate?"
I didn't want to tell her about the holiday gifts I had produced for the audience, so I just smiled and wished her a Merry Christmas. The end. That's our show for today. We'd like to give a big thank you to Lincoln for sharing his special story with us. Congratulations on winning our contest, Lincoln. And thank you for doing the voice for Miss Jackson as well. You did awesome. We'd also like to give a shout out to Miss Jillian's grade 3 class. We loved your stories. And to all of you who participated in our writing contest, we loved reading your stories too. We received so many great stories, choosing just one to share was certainly a challenge. If you would like to support Story On, you can give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also tell your friends about us. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Until next time!